This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is pleasant, with warm sunshine in Tel Aviv and mild breezes in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying clear skies, while Eilat remains sunny and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Walla reports an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed during an operation in southern Lebanon. Also, earlier today, Ynet reported a civilian contractor from Shfaram was killed by a Hezbollah drone in Lebanon. His son was wounded in the attack. Also this hour, Steve Kerr, NBA coach, criticized Israel in a recent interview, saying the country sought revenge for October 7th, resulting in the deaths of 72,000 Palestinians. Separately, I-24 News reported earlier that Israel's president's office has invited parties for talks to explore plea deal options in the Netanyahu case. And finally, Axios mentioned that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a politically sensitive proposal for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. Eden Jacobi noted, just minutes ago, that there's still no word on the ongoing situation. Shanaka, a tech analyst, highlighted a contrast between Elon Musk's and Microsoft's investments in artificial intelligence, commenting just now. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, mentioned Operation Economic Fury, hinting at potential impacts, posting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tragic incident in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, an Israeli civilian working with the IDF was killed. The operation took place amidst heightened tensions. This underscores the ongoing risks faced by those involved in military operations in the region. Turning to the incident involving Hezbollah, Ynet detailed that a civilian contractor was killed by a drone strike in Lebanon. His son was injured. This attack highlights the volatile situation in the area and the dangers civilians encounter. Meanwhile, Steve Kerr's comments on Israel's actions after October 7th have sparked controversy. As noted by The Forward, Kerr criticized the large number of Palestinian casualties. This reflects ongoing international debate over Israel's military strategies. Meanwhile, the president's office is taking steps to address the Netanyahu case. I-24 News reports that discussions are underway for a possible plea deal. This development could have significant implications for Israeli politics. Finally, the ceasefire announcement by Trump, as reported by Axios, aims to ease tensions between Israel and Lebanon. This move could pave the way for broader peace talks affecting regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that home price differences between Tel Aviv and nearby cities are narrowing, impacting the housing market dynamics. Separately, according to Walla Business, investors actively sought out top companies on the stock exchange in 2025, revealing shifting investment trends. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights that Discount Bank has implemented efficiency measures, including freezing bonuses, amid rising competition. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.